until 6, this is Bouncy Around on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
Well, as I mentioned, it's been a special weekend with what happened with Winks at the Cox Plate today. And last night at Amy Park in Melbourne, at a very wet Amy Park in Melbourne, Andy Keogh scored a hat-trick for the Glory, stole the limelight against a star-studded Melbourne City. The Glory going ahead three times. They were up 1-0. Of course, Melbourne City equalised up 2-1, and they equalised. And then, of course, Keogh scored a world-class goal in the dying stages of that match, the Irish international, to put the Glory 3-2 up. They hung on and took all 3 points, and currently, before any other games are being played, are sitting top of the A-League. And they're back in Perth after that great performance last night, and Andy Keogh joins us here on 882 6PR. Andy, thanks for your time.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, no problem.
Now, we can't talk too loud because I believe the new addition to the family's just gone to sleep, is that correct?
Yeah. She's just down there, so I'm just watching her from across the room.
Congratulations. A special performance last night, Andy. A hat-trick. They're always hard to come by. You've played football for a long time, but that third goal, was that one of your best?
Yeah, I enjoyed that one. I've scored a few good ones, but that has definitely got to be up there, especially being on the left foot. And to seal the 3 points was, extra special.
Tell us about that third goal, because the keeper was off his line. Of course, he was sort of midway in his area, and the ball came to him, and he's just simply have lobbed it over him, and it's gone into the back of the net. A lot of pressure on the Glory and a lot of pressure on you, because in the end, the game was heading for possibly a draw.
Yeah, it was. There was a little mix-up from them, and ball fell nicely to me, and I just went for it, seeing the keeper off his line, and it was a bit opportunist, but it worked, and it got us the win, so delighted.
People were saying it was a pretty spiteful encounter and fairly physical. How did you see it?
Yeah, it was a good game. It was it's a physical game. It's a contact sport. You want it to be a bit feisty, and you want people to want to win, and I think that's what we've seen last night. It was feisty but fair.
And what about the Kenny Lowe? We're going to feature a bit of Kenny in a moment. I thought, to be fair, the players were outstanding. No question what they did on the field. But a way, I think, tactically, Kenny got you guys to play during the 90 minutes. And the way he conducted himself at the press conference after was just professionalism at the top level. How much did you think about tactically how you had to play Melbourne City to get the 3 points?
Oh, of course. We don't just turn up on the weekend to play a game. There's a lot of work that goes behind the scenes during, say, Monday to Friday. Backroom staff did a great job analysing videos, telling us how to exploit their weaknesses. And, we implemented those tactics perfect last night. And, full credit to the backroom staff and the gaffer for, the time and effort they put into, giving us that information.
Yeah, and of course, it was a mixture of youth and experience. There was a couple, of course, Adam Taggart and others weren't ready because at the moment they're carrying injuries. But there were some young players like Brandon Wilson came in, and we know about Milan Zmijanovic, who has just, of course, joined the club. Alex Grant, fantastic in defence. So in the end, credit where credit's due, even the young boys came to the party.
Yeah, of course, Brano's stepped in now the first three games, and, it's pretty much probably the first three games of his professional career, really, and he's done great. He'll be a bit have his head down a little bit today because he's a fall for that second goal. But apart from that, he's been brilliant. And everyone makes mistakes, so we move on as a team. We dig whoever makes the mistakes out, and we did that yesterday. And Granty's come in also, and been brilliant. Four in a row, he's not really had a sniff, and he's apparently the best striker in the league. So, that says a lot for Grandi Andino's performance.
Mm. What about yourself? How much pressure was there on Andy Keogh going to this new season to score goals? Okay, you got the hat-trick last night. Kenny even said after the match, you could have had six. No doubt you would have been satisfied with your achievements in the end.
Yeah, well, I was disappointed the last couple of weeks not to put a few away. But that's football, you can't, not everything turns to gold every week. So, you got to work hard on the training pitch, keep focused, and, regardless of how many you miss, always be ready for the next to put away.
I was watching the game with someone last night, and he made the comment to me. He says, I can just sense that the Glory are really playing for each other. And, you know, this team and this result means a lot to them. You know, you've been the Glory around the Glory a couple of two or three seasons now. How do you rate this squad that you've got at the moment, and how much maybe a good performance this season will mean to these players?
Yeah, you know, we're a tight knit bunch, and as you can see, when you know, when people can't play, injuries happen. We've got a squad now that people can step in and produce, and it's a competition for places. You know, there's no bitterness towards anyone in our squad. Everyone's you know, backing each other, hoping each other do well. And, you know, if you do earn the right to play in that starting 11, you've got to play well to keep it.
Saying that, of course, there'll be real competition for places with, of course, the likes of Adam Taggart and Reece Williams and others currently outside the squad that no doubt will be busting a gut to get in. What does that do? Because you've been involved in professional teams when maybe some players miss out and they're quite unhappy about missing out and feel that maybe the gaffer has got it wrong by not putting him in the starting 11, because that can happen in a football club.
Yeah, of course. Well, you know, if people feel like that, there's only one thing really they can do, and that's work harder and be better. Get in the team, and, you know, the gaffer's been getting it pretty right for the last 2 years. So, you know, I think he's got a good formula there. So I think he knows what he's doing.
Mm. What about the new leadership responsibilities handed to Roston Griffiths? He got pretty animated when Dino Djulbic supposedly conceded that penalty, which made the game 1-1. He copped a yellow card from it, so I tell you what, he doesn't shirk an issue, does he?
Nah, Griffo, you know, he's been great since... Well, he was great before the gaffer gave it to him. And now, with that added responsibility, you know, I think he really stepped up last night, to be honest, with his performance. He was my man of the match by far. He covered every blade of grass. You know, he was at times taking out two of their men at a time, and, you know... He led by example, and that's what good captains do. And you know, it's great that he's back playing with Perth this season.
And as we leave you, Andy, I know you've got family responsibilities, and we thank you for your time. We just wanted to congratulate you on that hat-trick last night. It was outstanding. What was it like, Kenny Lowe, being banished to the stands for the second half? And I think the assistant coach had to take over the responsibilities.
Yeah, you know, the gaffer is a very passionate guy, and, you know, he got sent to the stands. I don't actually really know what for, but yeah, he was up there, so it gave us a break from him shouting at us on the pitch. So that was it was quite a nice thing, actually.
And of course, Brisbane is your next destination away again. What will be the plan of attack this week?
Oh, I've no idea. I'll tell you. If you can call me next week, I'll let you know after a few video sessions.
Good stuff. No doubt it might be a bit of a quieter week on the track because you've got to travel again. So yeah. Wish you the best of luck. Thanks, Andy. Congratulations. A fantastic result last night. It really was. Against the odds, nobody, I think, would have thought that the Glory would have taken all 3 points. And it was a star-studded performance by yourself and the team last night. Let's hope it continues.
Thanks for having me.
Good on you. Andy Keogh, hat-trick for the Glory last night, and that's